بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. In our last majlis, I just started off one of the majalis I had read by Hazrat Maulana from Saharanpur, and I hadn't Muzaffar Hussain Sahab Rahmatullah alayhi, I hadn't completed that majlis, so I just felt I'd rather just complete that majlis first, inshallah. So whatever was left of that majlis, inshallah, I will present the gist of it today. Allah Ta'ala make it beneficial for all of us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent the Prophet and the Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam for the guidance of mankind, right up till the final Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, أنا خاتم النبيين لا نبي بعدي, that I am the final prophet and there's no prophets going to come after me. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam's khatm nubuwat is a very important aqidah that we have. That after Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, there is no other prophet that's going to come. That's why I even tell the students in the class, that's one of the hikmats of Allah, and there is hikmat-e-ghamidha, that none of the narina awlad, the male offspring of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, remained alive. None of them remained alive. And the wisdom why Allah ta'ala had taken them away, because had they remained alive, they couldn't become from the Anbiya. Because there was no Nabi coming after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then the other Anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam, that they would have fazilat over Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that their offspring are Anbiya. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's offspring are not Anbiya. So Allah ta'ala, under his infinite wisdom, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided that I'll take away all his narina offspring. It's the girls, his daughters, they stayed alive, but his sons, not one of them stayed alive. So this is the masla of khatm nubuwat. And today's time, you know, khatm nubuwat is such an important thing, because with this new nonsense of interfaith, by bringing all the religions on one platform, they actually questioning the khatm nubuwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They questioning the khatm nubuwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So you still want to bring the Shariat of Musa alaihi salam? You still want to consider the Shariat of Isa alaihi salatu wasallam? Halake all those Shariats have been mansukh. They have been abrogated now. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, if Musa alayhi salam was alive today, then he would have no option except to follow me. When Isa alayhi salatu wasalam comes down also, he won't come down as a Nabi. He will come down as an ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He will come down as an ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So therefore, khatm nubuwat is very important. Allah ta'ala says in the Quran, مَا كَانَ مُحَمَّدٌ أَبَا أَحَدٍ مِّن رِجَالِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَخَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ. That now, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is the last and the seal of all the prophets. Sorry, but we just done also some ahadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, describing the seal of the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How the Sahaba ikram, when they saw the seal of the prophethood, how they described it. So some of the Sahaba, they saw it and they had a certain description for it. So they will give their description of what they visually saw. And some of them felt the khatm nubuwat also with their fingers. And then they would describe what they felt with their fingers. And Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu said that when he came to meet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw that he is coming to see. So the seal of the prophethood, which was between his shoulders, he opened his chadar for him to see. When he saw it, straight away he read his shahada. Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu. Because that was, he recognized that this is the true Nabi of Allah. So therefore, khatm nubuwat is so important. It's a very important aspect of our aqidah. And this nonsense of interfaith is questioning the khatm nubuwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's how detrimental it is. That's how dangerous it is to our iman. Very, very dangerous. So very, very dangerous. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in one hadith, لو كان بعد نبيا لكان عمر. If there had to be a Nabi after me, it would have been Umar radiallahu anhu. Because Umar radiallahu anhu, he was an enforcer. He was fariq, bain al-haqqi wal-baati. That's why he got the laqab of Farooq. because he was making distinction between haqq and batil. And he will not compromise with anyone regarding the laws of Allah Ta'ala. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself, when it came to the laws of Allah Ta'ala, there was no compromise. Yeah, personally, if you would attack him and tell him things about, he would make bardasht of all that. He would enjoy it. But any law of Allah Ta'ala is broken, that he shouldn't enjoy it. But you will get very angry, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah Ta'ala chooses from the farishtas also, whoever he wishes. And Allah Ta'ala chooses from the human beings also, whoever he wishes. Allahu yastafi min al malaikati rusulan wa min al nas. Allah Ta'ala chooses ambassadors from the farishtas also. He chooses from the human beings also. So this is Allah Ta'ala's choice. Who is going to choose for nubuwat? Who is going to give him the mantle of nubuwat? That is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The door of nubuwat has closed. Shut. No person can come today and claim to be a Nabi. Musaylima al-Kadhab and all these people, Aswad al-Unusi, these are those type of people that they claimed prophethood, but they were all Kadhab, they're liars. Every one of them a liar. And then, that door cannot be opened after Allah Ta'ala has closed it, terminated it. No Shariat is going to come to anybody. No Nabi is going to come. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was the last and final. That's why Allah Ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, لِيَكُونَ لِلْعَالَمِينَ نَذِيرًا. But you haven't come to one. You have come as a warner for the whole of humanity. Everybody. Everybody. Not specifically one qawm or one segment of society. You are for everyone. فَلِلْعَالَمِينَ نَذِيرًا. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his nubuwat has come to an end, but the door of wilayat is still open. The door of wilayat hasn't closed. That Allah has kept that open. So you can't say any person is khatamul awliya. Yes, majazi torpor, you can say it, khatamul. If somebody is a very, very pious wali of Allah Ta'ala, then you can say he's like the seal of the awliya. But that's majazan. Like how you say khatamul ulama. You can say like that. Majazan. But you, in reality speaking, the doors of wilayat are not closed. That Allah has kept that opened till the day of Qiyamah. The door is open for wilayat. And this door of wilayat is open for everyone. Whether you're an alim, whether you're not an alim, whether you're a normal human, a normal person, whether you're a business person, whether you're a man, whether you are a lady, this door Allah has kept it open for everyone, the door of wilayat. Right. Sometimes Allah Ta'ala gives a person with wilayat. From the day he's born a wali. Allah makes him wilayat from the day he's born. He's a wali of Allah. Allah makes a person like that. If you read the Sawanih of Maulana Masoodullah Khan, Rahmatullah Alayhi, his biography, it's written in his biography, Maulana Masoodullah Khan, Rahmatullah Alayhi, as a young boy, he wasn't even baligh still. He used to hear music coming, you know, people playing, coming, music, sound of music coming. Hazratji, as a young boy, should start crying. Should start crying just to hear by listening to music. Hazratji should start crying. So how can these people disobey Allah? He's not even such a young person still. Not even baligh still. Muhammad Sallallahu Khan. Bachpane mein, agar wo, this music ki awaz aayi, to Hazrat ro parte the. Bachpane mein, while he was a young boy, Muhammad Sallallahu Khan. Allahu Akbar. So wilayat, from a young age. These awliya, Allah made them wali from a young age. You see? And wilayat is not confined to males. Women also, mashallah, very, very pious. I heard on a clip that came from Darul Mazadwal, Hazrat Abdul Hamid Saab mentioned. So also some clips came on the groups also. Hazrat Mufti Ibrahim Sahab, Salaji Sahab, Damat Barakatu, Maddazillul Ali, his Ahliya Muhtarama passed away. And somebody saw in the dream that Allah Ta'ala shifted her body to Jannatul Baqi. Her body has been taken away from here. And when she went there, the farishtas were waiting for her. And they told her that you must sleep on the soft bed. You already slept your whole life on a hard bed. The soft bed was prepared for her. And she's buried there in Jannatul Baqi. Allah moved her. And they gave reasons also. Obviously, she suffered from cancer. So she had a very difficult cancer. I've seen cancer patients, what they go through. It's very painful. The amount of pain that they need to endure. They have to live on morphine. And the pain becomes unbearable. People suffering from cancer. And she needed so much of sabr. So much of sabr. Allahu Akbar. And we know when a person goes through these types of muhlik sicknesses, Allah washes all the sins away. One fever we get, Allah washes the sins away. Imagine these type of sicknesses and endurance that goes with it. How Allah Ta'ala washes all the sins away. And the second reason was given was because she endured so much and made so much sabr. And she never made no demands from her husband while he was busy making the khidmat of the deen of Allah Ta'ala. So she facilitated his khidmat of deen. These are the stalwarts of Islam that we don't see these sacrifices that these people are making. Understand that? I went for that jalsa to a Camperdown. And Mu'adh Zakaria was mentioning also that his father couldn't take them out on holiday, the daughters and children, because obviously he had to stick around the madrasa. So holiday time he couldn't go anywhere. He had to stay with the family. So much of sacrifice that the children have to make. So much of sacrifice that the wife has to make. All for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciates. So when it's done with ikhlas, and it's done with taqwa, for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, then the reward also is amazing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala transferred her body from here to Jannatul Baqi. Allahu Akbar. So these are the type of stories that are very fascinating also, inspiring also for all of us. That all of us, we have the ability of making ourselves from the Ahlullah and making ourselves from the fairest of the Awliya. It's not an impossible thing. It can be done. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Right. Normally a person has two fears. Two things puts him down. His past puts a person down. Said, I messed up my past and all that. So that plays on his mind all the time. What happened in the past? That is there. It doesn't leave you. It's like your shadow. It walks with you everywhere. And the second thing is the fear of the future. What's going to happen in the future? These two things, it drags a human being down. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, once a person becomes the wali of Allah, there's no drag downs for him. He doesn't have no drag downs anymore. He has made tawbah to Allah. He has washed his sins. And after he has washed his sins, he's moved on now. And he recognizes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I want to change my life for the better. And then he has no fear for the future also because he handed himself over to Allah. Allah, now I've changed my life. I'm on sirat-i mustaqim. I'm following Quran. I'm following sunnah. My future is not in my control. My future is in your hands. I've entrusted it to you. So there's nothing for me to worry about. That's why Muhammad sallallahu used to say, Mazi ka gham nahi, mustaqbil ki fikr nahi, hal ka atibar. So worry about our condition currently. Don't worry about what happened in the past. Don't worry about the future. Worry about current. What's my current condition? This is the test that we should take. And Allah has given the Ahlullah ajib maqbooliyat also. The awliya-i kiram, once you become a friend of Allah, Then Allah gives maqbooliyat to the awliya. So Hazrat Muhammad Muzaffar Hussain Sahib gave one waqia. That Hazrat Abdullah bin Mubarak, rahmatullah alayhi, came from Khurasan. Right. When he entered Molana, in one place, that was the time of the khilaf, or the leadership of Harun Rashid. Now when he came, now he's a great muhaddis, Abdullah bin Mubarak, ajib muhaddis. He used to teach hadith from his house. And when he used to teach hadith from his house, and when the crowd used to get too big, he should close down the sabak. He said, I'm scared I'll become too famous. Abdullah bin Mubarak, rahmatullah. Today all of us want to be famous. They said, too many students are coming, close the sabak. I'm going too famous. So I'll tell you one day, I told Hazrat Mu'abrasa rahmatullah alayhi, one thought comes to mind. Hazrat, you're traveling everywhere. Aap itna safar karte hai. You go from this town, that city, this country. Aap thak jate hai. You're getting very tired. Why don't we do like this? We make a khanqah for you. Let's make a khanqah for you. I told him, we'll build a khanqah for you. And let the people come to you. Instead of you going town to town, city to city, country to country, let them all come to you, I told him. So Talibin and Sadiqeen, they're going to come. You sit one place, let them come to you. You know what answer he gave me? He said, we can't do like that. I told him, why? He said, mujhe shohrat ka andesha hai. Ye jawab diya Hazrat ne. Mujhe shohrat ka andesha hai. I'll become too famous if I do that. And I don't want to be famous. Muhabra sahab said. Halaki was already famous. Who never knew Muhabra sahab? The whole of India knew Muhabra sahab, rahmatullah alayhi. His ilm was on a different level. I haven't come across an alim with so much ilm like him in my whole life. A greater mufassir of Quran I haven't come across in my whole life. Greater mufassir of Quran. Allahu Akbar. Ghazab ka ilm Allah ta'ala. He was famous. But what he said, mujhe shohrat ka andesha hai. I'm fearing that I'll become famous. That's why I don't want you to build no khanqah, nothing for me. We'll do like this. We'll still go town to town. Sorry, but country to country, city to city. We'll do like that. Allahu Akbar. Then one day he also told me, it is for the same reason I'm not writing any kitabs also. Main koi kitab bhi nahi likh raha hun. I'm not writing anything. Otherwise, main kitni kitab likh leta abhi tak. He told me one day, I should have written so many kitabs by now. I'm not doing it. I'm fearing that I'll get famous. Shohrat ka mujhe bara andesha hai. That's what he told me. So the Ahlullah, they hide themselves. Nobody, they try conceal their amal also. They don't expose what they do. They do for Allah. And they don't tell anybody what we are doing because they're doing it for him. And they conceal it. Today we do a little bit, then we want to tell, hey, you know, I done like this. You remind the fellow. Remember I done this. Remember I done. By who you done it for? Neki karo darya mein dal do. Do good deeds, throw it in the ocean. Don't talk about it after that. Don't even mention it. Agar kiya to Allah ke liye kiya. Mustn't even be mentioned also. That maine ye kiya, maine wo kiya. You never do nothing. Allah made you do it. Sahibat. And Allah made you do it. So now you keep your mouth closed. You've done it for him. So don't talk about it also. Hide your good deeds like how you hide your sins. You must hide your good deeds. Hide it. Conceal it. Nobody must know about it. So like how you hide your sins, must hide the good deeds also. So that's the reason why Nafal Namaz should be read at home. You're hiding it. Nafal Ibadat must be done at home. You're hiding it. Because you're doing for Allah Ta'ala. See? So that was, by the way, a thought came to my mind. So Allah has given maqbooliya to the awliya. Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatullah alayhi, now he's coming, he's entering. Harun Rashid, now thousands of people are coming to make mulaqat. Now Harun Rashid is watching, Zubaydah, his wife, is also watching. Zubaydah turned to her, to him and said, tum kehte ho ke hamari saltanat hai. Dar asal saltanat ukhshas ki hai. If you think that we are in power, we are in leadership, We are running the affairs. We are not in the driving seat. We are not the leaders. We are not in the, we are not the kings. The true kings are the Ahlullah. The true kings are the Ahlullah. The Ahlullah, they got nothing material of this world. Still two thousands of people are running behind them. Thousands. Bin Bulai. No invitation being given to them. Come, come. They just heard. Hazrat Tashrif Lare. But then you see people phoning, people coming, this, that. Salat. Why is that? Because Allah has created the magnetism in the hearts of the Ahlullah. They're like a magnet. They just attract the people. Salat. So Allah Ta'ala grant us wilayat. Now, how can a person become a wali of Allah Ta'ala? Now we already understood that every person can become a wali of Allah. You don't even have to be an alim also. Non-alim, male, female, young, old, everybody can be from the awliya. So there's only two things. Allahu waliyu alladhina amanu. Wa kanu yattaqun. Iman and taqwa. Iman and taqwa. One is the action of the heart. And taqwa is the action of the limbs. Action of the heart and action of the limbs. Once a person has brought iman, he's already Allah's friend. Allah waliyul ladina amanu. Now the second level, wakanu yattaqun. And they start fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And two types. Certain actions to do and certain actions to refrain from. If we do those actions and we refrain from some actions, then we become the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We become the friends of Allah ta'ala. Simple as that. It's not difficult. It's not mughlaq. It's not complex. It's simple. Iman and taqwa. Iman, do certain things to do and certain things to abstain from. وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُقِنُونَ. And they have yaqeen. They have yaqeen. You see? Surah Fatiha comes for Shifa. One Buzurg said, when I get sick, I haven't done any ilaj till today for any sickness except recitation of Surah Al-Fatiha. And Allah gives me cure. Because level of yaqeen is there. Because Surah Al-Fatiha is Surah Al-Shifa. So I don't run to the doctor. I read Surah Fatiha. So the Hazrat gave one waqia of one sahabi. He had a running stomach. And he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, isqihi aslan. Must give him honey. Now we know honey makes you run more. Because it's a mild laxative. So he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one time. He said, pila do unko, shahid. Second time, he said, no, he's going, still carrying on. He's going more toilet. He said, give him. Third time, he said, give him. Then after that, told him, give him again. Then Allah Ta'ala cured him. His running stomach stopped. Because he had yaqeen. Because in the Quran, it came that in the honey, there is shifa. Now, there's a difference of opinion whether the honey is shifa by itself or you must add things to it. Some ulama-i-kiram are of the opinion that it is shifa, but you must add certain things with it. Sorry, but koi cheez milan chahiye uske saath, shahid ke saath, to Allah Ta'ala shifa de denge. But our akabir ulama say that if you have honey itself, without adding anything to it, Allah is going to give shifa. Our akabir ulama, that is the opinion that they have regarding that. You see? So taqwa is very important. That is why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, somebody said, but in one hadith, inna awliya'i al-muttaqun. My friends are those that have taqwa. Taqwa is the essence of everything. Do certain actions and refrain from certain actions. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. And then we need to make tawbah to Allah Ta'ala for all the sins that we have committed up to today. That's also part of this suluk. This that every day we make istighfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We renew our istighfar to Allah ta'ala. Allah ta'ala said to Nabi alayhi salam, Nabbi ibadi. Inform my servants. Inform them. Ana al-ghafoor al-raheem. Inform them, I'm the most forgiving and I'm the most merciful. And in one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, "Ma asarra man istaghfara." That person is not a persistent sinner who makes istighfar. He won't be considered to be a persistent sinner if he keeps on making istighfar. Wa in aada fil yawmi 70 marra. Even though he may make the sin 70 times in a day, but he's making istighfar all the time, he will not be considered to be a perpetual sinner. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to follow this beautiful ta'aleem. Allah ta'ala give us wilayat. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq of iman, taqwa. Allah ta'ala this wilayat that is kasbi, that can be earned. Allah make this road easy for us. Allah ta'ala make it easy for us. Give us ilme nafi also. Give us ittiba'i sunnat also. And kasrati zikr, kasrati istighfar. These are very important aspects in our life. Otherwise, it's only verbally we're saying we love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but in haqiqat, we don't love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As one poet has said, لو كان حبك صادقا لأطعته. If your love was truthful, then surely you would have obeyed him. إِنَّ الْمُحِبَّ لِمَنْ يُحِبُّ مُطِيعُ. That surely if you have love for somebody, then you will obey that person. So we verbally saying we love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but we disobedient to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then we are not truthful. So we are not truthful. So Allah make us from truthful people. That we say we love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we obey his ta'aleem, and we follow in his footsteps, and whatever he has taught us, we cherish it, and we imbibe it in our lives, and we practice upon it, and we follow it. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.